So strongman personal finance has become the enemy of my portfolio. I never thought I'd see the day when strongman personal finance would become my enemy. If only it were true. But let's say for a moment it were. I'll tell you guys a story about what just happened recently. I was checking out my dividend portfolio, and it was, I want to say it was being hacked. It felt like it. I might be wrong. I usually am. And, you know, I was like, okay, well, who's accessing this? So I did like one of those weird reverse things where I would try to, you know, pinpoint where the IP is. And then I went into the webcam of the person who was basically jacking into my portfolio. And lo and behold, there is a picture. There is a shirtless strongman potentially wanking it. I don't know. It's really weird. And Strongman Personal Finance was just wanking it while he was looking at my dividend portfolio, preparing to sell it all. But little did I realize, little did I know, that it wasn't Strongman. It was actually Jeremy LaFave, dressed like Strongman. All this is fiction, by the way, so don't hurt me. But if it were true, though, I could see Jeremy LaFave doing this. Like, just in my opinion. Jeremy LaFave doesn't like Strongman. Strongman's in love with me, by the way, and I'm in love with Strongman. Strongman's pretty cool. It may be a one-sided relationship. I'm not too sure. I like to believe Strongman is my one and only. I'm his Rose. He's my Jack. We're sinking on this ship together, Strongman and I. He's holding me, though, while I'm on the end of the ship. And that brings me a lot of comfort at the end of the day. I feel betrayed, though. Even though Strongman wasn't a part of this fictional story, like, he wasn't actually in, like, in the... When I made this up, you know, Strongman was shirtless in my mind, yes. I also imagine Jeremy LaFave shirtless. I don't know if I've ever seen him shirtless. See, that's the thing about Jeremy's YouTube channel that really irks me. The lack of shirtless men. Because he's a slender man. He's a very sexy man. I think he would make more money if he just became like one of those Instagram ass models. Right? I don't know if he might be like me. We both have flat asses. But the goal is, if Jeremy LaFave can stop shilling bad financial information and just start, you know, maybe wearing like some sort of man thong or something and just showing that ass, that'd be awesome. I'm not trying to objectify him. I'm just saying that he needs to objectify himself. Or, how does that fucking work? Anyway, I'm not even going to try to really go into the semantics of all this. What I really want to just say is, Jeremy LaFave, you're the man. You're the goat. And you're one of the worst investors I've ever seen in my life. That's why you're the GOAT. You're the greatest, worst investor of all time. I've never in my life seen levels of arrogance in investing than his. Because he's not even an insider. Like, I understand, like let's say you were an insider in a company, right? You knew how well the company was growing, like, right off the bat. You're like, ooh, I better put more money in. This is a good company. Problem is, Jeremy LaFave, and here's my main problem with Jeremy. He is by no means an insider in any of these companies. He is a speculator. And what he does is he finds these garbage-ass companies with low trading volumes and makes them popular. He made Tattoo Chef pretty popular. I think it was already kind of popular to begin with. But he made it even more popular where everybody thought it was a big, big buy. So any news he put out, basically there were a legion of his followers were just like, oh, I better buy in too. So it just ends up being a total cluster F the whole time. It's just very frustrating. And as much as Jeremy sucks. Jeremy LaFave may be the worst thing about YouTube. Like, in the finance sector, like, in the YouTube finance, there's a lot of people who suck ass. But Jeremy LaFave has to be on the top. Like, he's terrible. He is an awful individual. And I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm saying this to be factual. The stuff he promotes is trash. It is utter trash. Awful, gross, disgusting. And nobody wants to call him out on it. Nobody wants to say a damn thing about it. And it's just, it's beyond infuriating. It's beyond frustrating. When you see somebody who is clearly doing the wrong thing, like just being an awful person. And I do believe that that form of grifting that we see from Lefebvre is terrible. Like, it's just wrong. It's unethical. And I would love to see him stop. Love to see Lefebvre stop his charade, I guess you could say. It's awful, man. Like, I don't like to dog one person too much, but he really is the epitome of bad, bad, bad financial information on YouTube. Like, he is one of the greatest at being the worst. Like, it's just disturbing. Give me a second, everybody. I'm just trying to look at something real fast. But, basically the message I'm trying to say is, I mean, people will start hating Jeremy one way or another because they realize he's fraudulent. But I'm really hoping that a lot of people can realize he's fraudulent before it's too late. And look, he is the reason that a lot of people, and look, people make their own decisions. So ultimately, everybody is their own reason for sucking ass. And that's the truth. But, you know, there are people who trusted him. And the thing is, I believe it's my responsibility, and Strongman feels this way about his responsibility, to inform you that this guy is a clown. He just doesn't wear clown makeup. He should. It would be fitting. It would be great if you meet Kevin. It also is a clown with no makeup on, unfortunately. He's a clown masquerading as a financial advisor. I don't think he's a real financial advisor. I don't know. The point is, it's disgusting. And I'm not saying I have been better in the past. When I first started my YouTube channel, I was talking about some stupid shit too. I'll admit that. But I've, you know, quickly turned a page, quickly turned a leaf. And I admit. And I just decided to go on the right path, the righteous path. I don't do this show for clicks. I do this show for dicks. No, just kidding. I don't do the show for clicks, though. I really don't. What I truly do the show for is educating people financially, encouraging people, and it's all educational purposes and entertainment purposes. So I'm not a real financial advisor. But I do believe that I have some insight that can be valuable to people who want to see a different pathway. I don't promote any specific stocks. I might have in the past. But I don't promote any specific stocks. I promote actually some philosophies, though. First off, I believe diversifications at a massive scale is a good thing. I think it's great to have a ton of different ETFs, even if it's just a share at a time. I think it's fantastic. We live in a no commission age, so it doesn't really kill you to just buy one share at a time of whatever the hell you want, whether it's an individual stock or an ETF, which is a basket of stocks. Sometimes ETFs aren't even a basket of stocks. Sometimes it's like a covered call one. I actually think, now, Strongman hates covered calls, and he's right. Covered calls are inefficient over the long term. So you're probably wondering, well, why the hell do you like them then? Well, it's because it's just nice. So during a bear market, it can add a little bit of extra income to your portfolio. And then you can use that income to buy more shares during a bear market of actual, not of the same covered call ETF, but of buying shares of like, of the S&P 500, for example, stuff like that. The whole goal is, and I'm going off on a tangent. I'm sorry about that, folks, but I really just want to emphasize right now, right in the here and now. I think Strongman's gonna be having to turn his channel into the Jeremy Lefebvre analysis channel, because Jeremy Lefebvre is an interesting case study in what it means to be a terrible investor, but also have the arrogance to think that you're a great investor. You see this a lot, like stupid, terrible fund managers that just suck all to all living hell. It's just bad. But for the most part, I'm glad Jeremy, you know, exists, I guess. Do I think he's good for your financial health? No. I think he's probably the worst thing, the worst person on YouTube you can listen to. I don't say this to be negative. I really say this to be positive. I want to see you succeed. And if you want to go down a terrible road, there's a few ways to do it. Here are the ways to go down terrible pathways. One, if you do hard drugs, you're going to go down a terrible path. Two, you listen to Jeremy LeFave about your portfolio and how you should put in it. You might want to do hard drugs. I don't know which one. I'm just kidding. But no, Jeremy's bad. He's bad for your financial health. And this is opinion-based, but I believe I have a lot of facts to back me up, too. Watch any of his old videos, if he hasn't deleted some of them already, and see that this guy is a degenerate. Strongman Personal Finance is 100% correct, and I hope you all heed his warning. And if you don't like the fact that he is shirtless in his videos and you need a different voice, I'll be your voice. I still think you should subscribe to Strongman Personal Finance because he's honestly very fun to listen to. I rather enjoy his show. I will admit, Strongman and I, totally different people. We both have totally different personality types. Maybe we're similar. I don't know. But like, we're really different. Like, it's kind of crazy just how different the Strongman and I really are. But for the most part, we do have some similar philosophies when it comes to investing. Long-term holding, spread out diversification. Outside of that, though, I really just love dividends, and I don't really reinvest as many dividends as I probably should. I use my dividends to pay for my liabilities, like my car that I got recently. Toyota, it's sexy. Anyway, later, guys. I got nothing else to add, but Strongman Personal Finance, I came on your show. Do you want to come on mine? It's an open invitation. Love you, buddy. Strongman, you rock. Thank you, bud. His time is valuable. He's definitely a workaholic, and I appreciate it, so... Anyway, thank you guys, and have an incredible rest of the day. Yee-hee! Woo-hoo!